This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Running for office now means more than just shaking hands and kissing babies. It requires social media savvy. While Twitter and Facebook provide free venues for a candidate's message, they also mean missteps go viral. Hashtag AskBobby is a case in point. Last week, an invitation to tweet questions to presidential candidate Bobby Jindal was trending nationally as the number three most used hashtag, even though it wasn't pretty.
It may seem like an invitation to be a punching bag, but in fact, being number one in the Twitterverse, so to speak, is not such a bad thing.
UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says gubernatorial candidates are having their own social media snafus. Senator David Vitter's picture and tweet, "It's a Chick-fil-A kind of day," following the Supreme Court's marriage decision, wasn't well received.
I think that was probably quite calculated. It is an appeal to the base. It is an appeal to conservative voters in Louisiana.
Cross says where the tweet failed is that most Twitter users aren't those older conservative voters.
Same-sex marriage in Louisiana has probably a majority in favor among the demographic that runs in the teens up through the 30s.
The jury's still out on John Bel Edwards' latest tweets, giving away a trip to Las Vegas to see Britney Spears.
It seems like kind of a tacky ploy, yeah. And Britney Spears, although she's from Louisiana, doesn't have a great reputation.
In the end, tweets don't count. Votes do. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.